Welcome back, everyone. It is the Me to a Talk podcast. And yes, it is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Thank you all. You came back at the right time, in the right place. And guess what? There's a lot of grace here, okay?
Amen.
We are here, just in case you forgot, to help those that are married, those that are seeking marriage, and those that are engaged. And we want to help you get from me to we, one couple at a time. So all you got to do to subscribe, to be a part of our tribe, is hit the notification button right there. Oh, yep. And guess what? You're going to be a part of our tribe. Now, we're so glad to come back to you all. We have much, much, much to say, okay?
Come on now. It's getting deep.
Yes, and it was based upon another experience, something that we were affected with. And then also we start recognizing people having the same experience as well.
Agreed. We recognize the trend, and we definitely want to make sure we stay on topic and give you what you want versus mm-hmm. what we think you need.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that's why we came up with the topic today.
Yep. Our topic today is called trauma dumping.
Mm.
Okay. Now, you guys might be wondering, what is trauma dumping? Okay.
Please, yes.
All right. Well, I have to tell you exactly. Okay. First of all, when you're thinking of it, it sounds exactly the way that it is, but it's oversharing. Okay. It's oversharing to a point where you are unloading on your partner traumatic experiences, you know, and that person, that the person that you're with, that you're dating, engaged to, or married to, feels unable or unwilling to deal with the information.
Mm, because when you say that, it's not so much they're unwilling to, it's just how you give it to them.
Yeah.
It all comes down to that sensory. How do you give them the information? Are we just sitting there watching television and it comes out of nowhere?
Uh-huh.
And so you catch them off guard so they might not know how to react to it.
Yeah.
Especially depending on what it is. Because, like, these trauma bonds, from what I read, they can be very deep.
Yeah, trauma bonds can be definitely deep. You know, that's something. Now, trauma bonds are different from trauma dumping. So trauma bonds are when you're talking about you are linked to a trauma that maybe have happened in your childhood. Now, I will tell you this. This is how it can link up to, you know, trauma dumping. You can dump that childhood experience on someone, again, who's unwilling, or and it may not really be like they're unwilling. It's just like what my husband said. They're unprepared. They're
right.
Like, okay, I thought we were just going to have some nachos and we're going to eat some popcorn, watch a movie, and you just dropped everything on me. And I'm talking about exceptionally horrible childhood experiences, and you drop it on them and they're not ready for it.
Agreed.
You didn't pre-warn them, and it's become too much too soon, okay?
Agreed. It's funny when you say this, though. I think about couples or people who start out dating,
mm-hmm.
and like, how do you differentiate when to say what?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, like, do you say it all on the first date, or do you kind of break it down over time? Because if you give it all to them at once, it could scare somebody off, and
yes.
that once good thing that you thought could have been great doesn't form because they've got this impression of you now, and maybe they don't want to get into that whole, I don't want to call it a mess, but they don't want to get into all that murky water
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the things you just dumped on them. Versus if you give it to them over a long haul, where you're kind of just dropping tidbits here and there,
mm-hmm.
like you know how you kind of reiterate the same conversation over and over?
Yeah.
But you're giving them more of that conversation. Like, hey, I had a rough childhood because of this. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you gave them a little bit. Like, mom and dad wasn't there. I was a latchkey kid. And then you said because of this. Because, you know, this, this, and this. And, like, you just constantly give it to them over time. That goes over... That I feel like that can go over better versus giving to them all at once. I've been this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, what do you think of me now? It's almost like you're asking them, hey, I'm going to tell you all the bad things about me, and then I'm going to let you judge me off of it versus, like, letting me learn you over time and then kind of judging for myself if you're the person I want to be with, per se.
Well, I would just say this, like, maybe they don't want to know all of that right now.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just not time. I consider the person who's a dumper, right?
Okay.
Right? The person who's dumping this information, they have a spirit of impatience,
mm.
okay? I think it's aligned with it because they want help now, they want validation now, and they don't care where they get it from, they don't care what
oh.
the timing is. I'm going to give it to you now, and I want you to validate it, whether you're ready to or not.
Very
and that's
point.
Not fair to the person that you're dating or the person that you're engaged with. If you're married, you should know this stuff. stuff, okay? You should. But if you don't, and then all of a sudden they just dump a bunch of stuff on you, okay, you know what? You need to take that before the Lord together. But I'm talking about in those dating phases and that engagement phase, because the engagement is pre-contract or pre-covenant, right?
Correct.
So somebody dumps all this information on you because they want you to figure it out, right? Or figure
for
it
them?
Out for them.
Okay.
Or they just want to get it off of them. And then now they have dumped it on you, and now you don't even have an opportunity to process it. And now you're in the same boat as they are, right? And so they're like, you know what? Let me create some distance between myself and this dumper, right? Mm. And it's really true when a person keeps talking about the same event over and over again. So let's kind of talk about what a trauma dumper looks like. I think this will help you, because if you see these signs, you'll know what to watch for, and then you'll know if it's someone who's actually calling for a cry for help. Because let me be honest, this is such a difficult thing, right?
It is.
We tell people all the time, like, you should be willing to hear your partner's life experiences, their emotions and their fears, anything that they're worried about, you should be there for them, right?
Correct.
But I want you to understand this, they're not a licensed provider, okay? And I'm going to tell you, they're not God, okay?
Facts. Uh-huh. Facts.
And I'm telling you this, if you go before someone giving them something they're not equipped to handle, and then they mismanage it, is it them?
No,
or is it you?
Not at all. It's all incumbent on you. But the fact of the matter is, for one, why are you having the conversation? Are you telling them because you want them to know more about you?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you actually telling them because you want them to help you out of the situation, like you were saying before? So you got to make sure you kind of clear that up in the first hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're telling them because, hey, I want your advice, I need your advice, that's not their place.
Well,
like
I would
you just
say-
said. Like, but if you're telling them because you want them to know more about you, or why you act this certain way, or why if you put me in this situation, I may react this way because I've been through this, this, and this, that's all good and fine, because now we're getting to know more about each other, and I get to know your quirks, and I get to know like how not to push these certain buttons or help you through some of these buttons.
Right. But what you're saying is it has permission been asked. And
okay.
Typically
okay.
With a dumper, it hasn't. So this is your way to know first off the bat if you have a trauma dumper on your hand. Did they even ask for permission before they dumped everything on you?
Sure.
Because you got to let people know. Get their mind frame ready to accept what you're going to give. I remember telling Connell things that have happened to me, things that I felt that were traumatic in my life as I was growing up. And I said, hey, are you open to receive this right now? And I was like, because, I mean, if it were me, I wouldn't want to hear it, you know, because I love him and I want the best for him. And I also want him to take it in bits and pieces, because unlike me, I didn't get that choice. And I don't want to put that on someone else that I say I love. That's an action of love. Love is an action word, people. And so sometimes we get it confused with the feelings and butterflies. No, love is when you're caring for someone, when you would lay your life down for a friend, when you would protect that person.
Correct.
And rather than dump on that person, okay? Because think about that. When you say trauma dump, I'm talking about a toxic trauma dump. You don't even care, okay? So we heard what tip number one is, so you can identify a trauma dumper. One is, did they even ask you for permission to proceed with the trauma dump, okay?
It's actually a very good point. When you just said it to me and said they didn't ask for permission, I'm like, oh, that's a light bulb. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Correct. So no, that's a very good point. And permission has to be asked in all aspects. Correct.
Absolutely. Then I would go with number two. Number two is this. Is the person giving you a monologue, right? Do they mean this? Are they over there talking to you for minutes at a time, will not allow you to participate? You're just sitting there listening to everything they have to say. It's almost like they're stuck in that trauma in that moment, and it's going for a long period of time. They're not really asking for help. They're not getting help. They're just in this emotional state. And after hearing everything, they don't really want to hear you offer anything. They just want you to take it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They don't want any feedback. They don't want any understanding. They just want to dump on you. And then when they feel released with it, then they will repeat the monologue again at a different time.
Okay. Can I add on that? I just want to be clear about it as well. So when you're saying that, are you also saying, we say monologue, because monologues tend to be long.
Exactly.
So are you saying like they give it to you all at once versus breaking it up in pieces?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They're giving it to you all at once. They don't care, and they won't let you participate in the conversation.
Mm.
They just keep going.
Okay, so basically they just want to ear to hear. And no matter if you're a new boyfriend, a new friend, a new whatever,
mm-hmm.
or just some Joe off the street, they just want to be heard.
Yeah. They want to be heard, and it's nothing wrong with wanting to be heard, but you can't let people know all of these things all at once, and then you didn't ask for permission, and you're going to keep going, and then you don't even want to hear their advice if they have it. Come on. That's not even right. That's not fair.
That's true. No, that's hands down. Man, it's just like murky water, though, because it's like, you know how, like, when you get into those good conversations, mm-hmm. if you're feeling it, you want to be like, hey, say what you feel, you know? Mm-hmm. No, I mean, because, like, for instance, me and you, when we first got to talking, we would talk for hours on end. Mm-hmm. Not that it was about these deep and dark things, but it would be about random things, but some key points would come up, right?
Yeah.
So when those key points would come up, you want to make sure the person you're saying to is hearing you and hearing your heart, and therefore you don't want to... mute your conversation per se, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can see what you're saying, but it, like, it goes so both ways.
It does.
Where it just, I think it really just comes down to what you're saying and how heavy it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you were saying, you don't want to drop something so heavy on somebody they can't pick it up and give it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all it is. If you're just looking for somebody to hear, okay, I'm gonna pick it up and give it back to you and tell you, man, like, you need to work on that, you know?
Well, let me tell you, this is how another way that you can know. You can never seek their advice, is what I'm trying to say. You know, nor do you ask how they are or what's happening with them. You, as the dumper, never ask them how they're doing, what they need, how's everything going in their life. It's always about you, numero uno. And it can't be just about me. It has to be about we. Okay. It's just the truth of the matter, you know?
No, you're right. As you were saying it, I was hearing it so backwards in my head. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Because when you were saying it, I thought you were saying that it's about the person who's listening versus the person who's actually doing the dumping. But no, you're so right. Because the person who's doing the dumping on, or the person who's hearing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't even want to ask them for advice or ask them how they're doing because you know this big monologue is going to come.
Yeah.
So therefore, you don't want to really engage in these conversations anymore, because if that's what our conversation is always going to be, mm-hmm. it's like, almost, why would I talk to you?
Yeah.
Per se, because sometimes you want to hear some good stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And then what you're thinking is, you know what? This is a negative Nancy.
Yeah.
A negative Norm. It don't matter what it is. It's who they are. And you have to back away because, you know what? I don't even want to talk with them, because if we extend the conversation in any way, somehow it's going to go back to their trauma. And I don't want to be with them. And you know what happens? People start to distance themselves. And then the dumper gets mad at the person they've dumped on the dumpee because they're like, why don't you hear me? Why aren't you saying anything? Well, it's because you don't give anybody else any room to speak.
Great point. And also, the fact of the matter is, you're letting that situation define you as the person who's doing the dumping.
Mm-hmm.
You're letting this one situation define you, and it's going to affect the relationship you have going forward.
Exactly.
Whether it be friend, whether it be husband, boyfriend, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't get past this one situation, depending on what it is,
mm-hmm.
or because you haven't sought out that professional help.
Yep.
Because that's what it comes down to.
You have to seek out
that professional help so you can move forward in your relationships, because otherwise you're going to keep bringing this stuff home.
And at a certain point, though
I love you, like, I'm going to be like, baby, I love you and I want you to get past it, but obviously I'm not the one that can help you.
Yeah. He or she can't help. You can't do it. Only God alone can fix this. This isn't on you, you know? And our mentor, and I think we've said this before in other podcasts, but our mentor always said, Elder Robert Watts would say, go to the throne before you go to the phone, right?
Facts.
And so we're saying, before you go to everyone else dumping on them, give it to the Lord. Put it on the altar. Put it at his feet and let it go, right? Let go and let God. But it's... you like staying in there. And I would tell you, that's another way you can tell that you are a toxic trauma dumper, is this: there is no progression forward.
Ooh.
You never change. You stay in that same spot. You are content in it. You backstroke in it. It's who you are. And you don't even want to cope with it because you've gotten used to your misery and you want company with it. So you're trying to bring as many people in to hear your trauma, and you're traumatizing them in return. Is that right?
It's not, but what you say is such a valid point, because the fact is, you're looking for these co-signers. So as you tell these people what's happening to you, and you want some type of agreement, so when they do agree, you're like, see, I knew somebody would feel what I was feeling,
mm-hmm.
and therefore, now misery loves company.
It's true.
That's all it is. Misery loves company.
And you know what a lot of people don't recognize is this. You know how the Bible says, when two or more come together, God is in the midst of them, right?
Yes.
And you need agreement. There needs to be some agreement. How can two walk together lest they be agreed, right? But it works the same way in the negative, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you go there, right, when you go from working in discernment, the opposite of it would be manipulation or witchcraft, right? So when someone is working in the spirit of manipulation, they need your agreement to co-sign it. So they're bringing you into this toxicity, and they didn't ask you for your permission, right?
Right.
They're manipulative. They're bringing it on you. And don't you got this trauma too? And then you go, yes. And then that's all the enemy needs. And then he brings that trauma on you and things you didn't even think of, things that you didn't know of. All of a sudden it starts coming in your life. And you just, every time you're like, where's all this drama coming from? It's from that original person who dumped that trauma on you. You didn't ask for permission. That's why you can't receive a word from everybody. I want to be clear with you. You know, it's not that we don't want to help for everyone. That's what prayer is for. You pray and you ask God to intercede on their behalf. That way you don't have to, right?
Right.
You know, that he will literally make intercession for you, because there are things you just can't handle, because you want to know what? Nobody's God. There's only one God.
Come on.
There is only one Father, one King, and he is the only one that can handle this. And stop expecting other people to do the thing that is only within God's will, right? So if you really want kingdom results, you can't date like the world. I'm telling you that every single day. Stop thinking that your mate can fix it for you, because you're putting them on a pedestal ready for them to be knocked off. They will never live up to that standard, and you will always be unsatisfied in that relationship, and it is absolutely unfair to the person that you're with.
Facts.
It's not that you can't tell them what you're going through, okay? Please understand, we're not saying that. But for you to dump on someone and you never ever care about what happens for them, right? Mm-hmm. You never ask, you know, are willing to accept advice. You just want to sit in all of your misery, right? And you want more misery to join with you. Will you be in agreement with me on it, right? You never ask for permission in the first place, okay? You don't even want anybody to participate in the conversation. Mm. And then let me go one step further, okay? They are a person that is a trauma dumper is generally unaware of the fact that they're dumping on you how it affects other people.
No way.
Because you want to know why? They're too selfish and they're too stuck in whatever drama they're in. They can't see past that trauma. They're stuck in it, okay? Mm. And we're not saying, hey, you know what? People are hurting and people should give an ear to hear, but you can't let everyone give it to you, because if you see these signs that they're not really looking for help, that they just want to dump, right? That they want to use it. Sometimes people will unload on you to get you not to focus on something else and really focus on them. Can I give you guys an example?
Please.
There was someone that worked for us, right? And this individual, whenever we would bring up, hey, so why weren't you on time for this? Why weren't you ready for this, right? Oh my God, let me just tell you, this is what happened. You know, I'm dealing with this family member and they're dealing with this psychological problem over and over and over again, okay? They said this over and over again, and it would always distract from the fact of what they were really doing, right? But you focus on all that trauma, so you look over here so you don't look at me, right?
Okay.
And this is what I'm trying to tell you. When someone has that, that is the spirit of manipulation, okay?
Okay.
And you have to watch out. When someone is using what they're going through to prevent you from focusing on who you're really with, right? I've been through so much, so that's why I can't treat you right. I've been through so much, that's why I can't be on time. I've been through so much, that's why I lie. You know what I'm saying? No, that's not acceptable terms.
No,
you've been through so much, but God can bring you through it.
Facts. Because the fact of the matter is, it goes back to what you said a little while ago. Where are you going to first? What's your source?
Mm.
Like, are you going to the phone or the throne?
Mm.
And the fact of the matter is, you have to go to the Lord first, and then the Lord will lead you to that professional help that you may need, because you're doing it the wrong way if you're doing it this way, basically.
Absolutely. And they should want help, okay?
Mm.
You know, I'm telling you, whenever you have this, relationships like this don't flourish. Or they're extremely negative, right?
Facts.
And they never grow, and they don't know why. Because you know why? They're stuck in one place.
Agreed.
Dealing with the same trauma over and over again, rewounding themselves unnecessarily, when you can just give it over to God and he can fix it. Literally, you all heard that saying, fix it, Jesus. Let him fix it. Stop trying to do it yourself, because you know what? You will walk around injured and don't know why.
I mean, in some cases, though, some people love that fact that they have this to their story, per se, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They want to be that center of attention amongst the people that they talk to for the things that they might have gone through. Therefore, like, this is, I don't want to say it's their badge of honor, but it's something they hold too close to the vest, instead of, like you said, giving it to God. And it's really incumbent upon them to love themselves first and do something about it, do something different than what they've been doing, especially if they notice that they're constantly giving this information to the wrong people versus giving it to the man himself.
Yeah. And another thing is too, like what my husband said, you know, the Lord will make sure that you get wise counsel, right? And it's so important that you get wise counsel, but we're trying to say, make sure that wise counsel, if it's going to be earthly counsel, is professional counsel.
Facts.
Right? And you want to make sure, because you know what? They'll give you tips, coping skills, so that you know how to get past it, so that you're not dumping on people, you know, unintentionally and then literally unsolicitedly, you know?
Agreed.
And you want to make sure. The other thing is you can also participate in support groups. There are so many groups out there that will help you get through programs on how to deal with your trauma, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a productive way and literally change that trauma, because you don't want that to be your label, right?
Agreed.
And, you know, that's the only thing that's about you, that's good about you, is what happened to you. You aren't your circumstance, right?
Facts.
You know, we had a podcast a while ago. Your labels are fables, right? We're telling you, right? If someone has always got a label on you, if you are labeling yourself, the enemy doesn't have anything to do. That's what he'll leave you alone, because you're over there tormenting yourself, you
Facts.
Know? Perfect love casts out fear. And it goes even further to say the one who has fear is tormented, does not really love, and is tormented by it.
Mm.
You have to watch it, because you are tormenting yourself, and that person doesn't really love you, and they don't love themselves, so they are incapable of loving you.
Facts. You got to be the change you want to see, and then you can actually help somebody else through it too.
Absolutely. And the other thing I would tell you is this, and this will be our last tip on some things that you want to look for. You want to make sure you avoid dumping with friends and family members, okay? Like I said before, these individuals are not equipped to help you adequately, okay? They're not, it's not that they don't want to help. They're just not equipped, right?
Agreed.
You want to make sure that you talk to someone that can equip you, right?
Yes.
You can go to a faith leader. You can go to a pastor. You can go to get professional guidance, but I'm going to tell you, the best professional guidance is the Lord, okay? I'm telling you, there is nothing he can't fix. There is nothing he can't change, but you only have to believe.
And you know what's the dopest thing?
What?
There is no such thing as dumping on the Lord.
Woo!
Because he's waiting on it.
Come on.
Oh, come on now.
You better be ready. Come on. He says, bring it to the altar. Seriously. Lay your cares upon him, right? Cast your fears, your anything that you're going through, cast it on him, and he will take it gladly, and he will make you anew.
Amen.
You know? Oh, my God. You all made me excited. Did we give you too much trauma dumping?
I hope we helped somebody. Help somebody.
We hope we did. And please, if you know someone that this could help, please, by all means, go ahead and pass this on. Tell them about this podcast. Tell them to sign up. And we will make sure, if we don't know who that person is, we will find ways for you all to get professional help, okay?
Amen.
We love you all so much. God loves you even more and much, much better. And we thank you so much for allowing us to tell you the truth.
We thank you so much for allowing us to tell you the whole truth.
And thank you for letting us tell you nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Thank you all. We'll see you next time.